Well, never seen you podcast ever since I've started. So, Gil.
You like that?
Huh?
Are we keeping it anyway?
Sure, why not?
All right.
What a start to Jimmy Dean's day.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day to be a neighbor.
Amen.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, Dean.
Anyway, music.
Yeah.
Songs. Sounds that mean something to us. Air horns. Cymbals. America. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just was hoping you'd take it over at some point. You didn't.
All right. So anyway, we're gonna talk about our favorite Christian songs that have meant something to us and kind of like helped us realize things about God in a way, and just kind of like get on a deeper level with God.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't want to do something without your permission.
But I'm glad you asked me on the spot, as always.
I do want to play one song, and it was the song that we played before we started.
Oh, I.
But I don't know.
Wouldn't recommend it because
that's
I'm,
true.
I just
that's true.
People, specific people sing it and copied. Right, I don't know how it works sometimes. Yeah. You're probably fine, but just say the song, and if you really want to put any points to it, sing a part of it.
But anyway, so yeah,
so those are the rules going forward.
Yeah.
Yep. Go ahead. You're first. Today.
You have? Quite a few songs.
I'm not sure how many I have because I have a small list.
One of my favorite songs is As the Deer.
Beautiful song.
And I'm not trying to play it. I wanted to get into the lyrics.
I really enjoy that song because I think of Wednesday night services and our pastor would sing it. And I think anybody who sings it with a lot of passion. And it's just one of those songs that I think about and I really, really enjoy. So My Soul Longs After Thee.
Yep.
You know, because the whole point of the song is to try to describe this feeling of wanting to draw close to God.
Yeah. One of the first parts of the song says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it's saying the desire of our hearts to be close to God. And then just like going further with it, it's just a really good song. And then one of my favorite parts of it is, you're my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a king.
Mm-hmm.
And see, most kings are like, some kings are prideful. So they're not going to allow you to see them as your friend or your brother. Like, they're not going to allow you to see them as any less but a king.
Yeah.
And it amazes me that God is not like that. It doesn't amaze me, but it's like,
I think I am. I am genuinely amazed because I think of, like you said, like royalty, and you're like, they have this, I think even with world leaders, there will always be an aura in a sense that they have regalness and or like pride in the sense of they're proud to be where they are.
Yep.
And to completely change that and to say my friend is to almost take away all of those things.
Yep.
Like if you were to describe somebody that exudes power and strength and things, you would never use my friend.
Right.
But we do. And it's such a beautiful part. so beautiful.
It's just like, it amazes me. It does. It amazes me that God doesn't like say like, whoa, you can't call me that.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to jump into my song. It's the first one I'm going to talk about is How He Loves Us. And another line of the song is, he is jealous for me.
You know, he is jealous for me.
Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath.
Such a good song.
So I like,
not surprised we went there.
that song right there, I think it's such a song that I'm just like, there's no part of it that I don't love. I think I can't think of a single line in that song that I'm like, there's not a line that's bad.
No, you know? There's not.
And it's put in such a way that it feels genuine, you know? And it's another one where they couldn't figure out like the best way to say what they wanted to say, but they did it really, really well, you know? And it's like, how he loves us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's also something else that is like a king, mm-hmm. you know? A king loves his country. He doesn't always love all of his people. Mm-hmm. And God is not like that. He loves us, the people. He doesn't, not that he doesn't care about the world itself, but he cares more about people than anything mm-hmm. in the world.
I think it's best put, like in that song, it's quoting from scripture, is he is jealous for me, as in is he, it's kind of where it's, as the deer says, I long after him, it's he longs after us.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just that connection that you can never truly understand unless you're somebody who's jealous for people. And it's the same kind of love where you're like, I don't want other people to get close and I don't want them to get hurt, even though their being hurt is better for them, you know?
Yep. It's true. Let's see. You can go with another one if you got one.
Not one of my favorite songs of all time, but Make Room for You. 'Cause I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. That's a really good one, but it's not one of those top ones, but it's in my playlist here that I'm looking at.
Also in my playlist.
It's not one of my favorite songs, but it's a really, really good one.
Yeah. And then I have Set a Fire. I like that one.
Set a fire. It is. I don't know like the rest of the song that well, but everybody uses Set a Fire as like the a prelude or like a bridge just to break up everything.
Yeah.
But it is one of those songs that's just it is so condensed of what I think of it. Like, but what I think of it is always it's super, super, super powerful and good.
Like a staple to worship. Mm-hmm. Set a Fire. A lot of people are probably confused by that. Set a Fire. I'm like, what? Yeah. So Set a Fire meaning set a fire down in my soul. Set a fire for you, like a longing after you.
It's one of those double meaning. It's like a passion. So set a passion. Well, it's also always refers, when I think of fire, it's the Holy Spirit first came down and was a fire above people's head. And it's like one of those double meaning connotations that are just super, super beautiful. I always like when they use fire, even though I'm not great at understanding the deeper meanings behind things. But I will always enjoy them at face value.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll take the next one here is All I Need Is You. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. That's a great
one. That is a very good song.
I agree. Another one that is kind of one of those in the middle between other songs. Very, very good.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I like that one.
What? We've been going back and forth, Nathan. You're going to break the trend?
Like, For the Sake of the World. For the Sake of the World, Burn Like a Fire in Me. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Fire. So to take it back, we're going to go to a kind of another old one. Jesus, be the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you.
I like that one. It's good.
Yeah.
We've been given some good ones, right?
That's another really great lyric one. My contentment, hope for all I do. That's a really, really
good one. You're a good father.
See, that's another one that
I'm... you are.
I get that stuck in my head, and all I get is who you are, whenever I'm, like, at work. It's
who you are,
who you, and love, I'm loved love by you. You. And I can't think of what the first line is. I can't think of good, good father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
then I go into, you are perfect in all of your ways. I have no idea how to get back to good, good father.
One of my favorite ones.
Oh?
And I found myself singing this so many times when I was younger, was when I call,
you answer,
and you came to my rescue, so and I wanna be where you are.
That one has gotten me in the feels a lot.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But I hate singing it.
It's hard to sing.
It's so all over the place. What is it? What's the rest of the song go?
That one?
No. I got highest praise, and I think it's the "I give you the highest praise." I'm trying to remember what the rest of it is. Ooh,
excuse me.
Because I have another. I've been on an oldie streak. I don't know if you know this one off the top of the head, but it's, oh Lord, you're beautiful, and your face is all I see. Oh, that's such a good one.
And when
your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful.
There's this one line that always gets me when I sing that song. It's oh Lord, please light this fire that once burned bright and clear. That's the wrong lyrics, but that's what I always say. So the songwriter is Keith Green. I don't know if you know anything about Keith Green.
I don't think I do.
So he died by getting shot at a, I want to say at a concert. But what he sang was oftentimes, forgive me for these things that I've done, but not in a way that's like, I'm a sinner. But just like that, where it's like, it once burned bright and clear, relight the lamp of my first love kind of things. Where it's like, he took his eyes away from God, but he needed to go back to it. You know? A really, really beautiful. Because he also sang songs that were like, hey, pay attention to what you're doing because you're hurting God. And right. It's one of those beautiful things.
And then you got deluge worship. I think that's how you say it.
Yes, deluge.
Deluge.
Is it deluge or deluge?
I think it's deluge.
Divulge. There you go.
Yeah. I'm gonna worship you forever.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship you forever. I'm gonna worship you.
Oh.
Open up the sky.
Dude. I was just about to do let it rain.
Oh, that's a good
let
one.
It rain. Open the floodgates. That's such a good one. Such a good one. But what was the one you just did?
Open Up the Sky.
Oh, open up the sky. Hold out like...
Oh, we don't want anything but you. It's such a good line. Here we go, let's go to the throne. I love that song. Such a good song.
Whisper his name. Whisper his name. And he shall come to you. You haven't ever heard that one?
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to remember. It sounds so familiar, but it made me think of Say the Name, which is this... Whenever anybody sings it, I think of when my ma sang it when I was a really little kid, and she sang it when we were scared.
Mm-hmm.
And it's say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. There's no other name I know that can calm your fears. Oh my goodness, that gets emotional.
That is a good one.
Yeah, dry your tears and wipes away the stains. Oh my goodness, that's such a beautiful, a beautiful line, and a great line that I always want to sing to. Like, there's like songs that I think about singing to my kids one day. That's like the number one that I'm like, we'll always sing to them.
Now that we're naming them, I'm gonna remake my list. And kind of just like go back over the ones that I like. Number one for me, I don't know the name of the song. I should.
Oh yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I talk about what my number one is, and I always go back and forth, but I always come back to The Heart of Worship, which is a great line in the song. But the song, The Heart of Worship. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made.
When it's all about
I think that song, I always go back and put it on number one. Because everything that I go through periods in my life. And I'm just like, I really like this song right now. I really like that song right now. Because it's speaking to whatever I'm going through. But then there's always like, get my eyes off myself again. And look at what is the heart of our worship, you know? It's all about him. It's all about you. So
I have to go. My number one has to be Came to My Rescue. It has
and
to be.
It came to... That's another really good one, though.
Falling on my knees in worship.
Mm.
Giving all I am to seek your... Lord, all I am is yours.
Hey, if you want to hire us, I'm just kidding.
My whole life I place in your hands. God of mercy, humble, I bow down. In your presence at your throne. That's such a good song.
Oh my goodness. I think... It's so hard to pick. It probably, the next one would be, it's hard to say. Where does that one go? You are more costly than gold. That's another one that gets in my head. You are more beautiful than diamond. Nothing I desire compares with you. That's one that gets stuck in my head. And oh my goodness, I just go for hours.
Then even though I don't think you've heard this one, and I can't play it for you guys, and I apologize because of copywriting and whatnot, but look up the song Whisper His Name by Deluge Worship.
I'm telling you, I've heard it before. I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah,
and it's fair. Weird.
Yeah. That's number two for me. That one is number two.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just looking at my list and I'm going, oh, I can't pick a number two.
Number three.
Ascribe unto the Lord. That's one that gets stuck in my head.
Number three would probably be As the Deer. As the deer.
That's a great choice. Oh, he is holy. And he is worthy of... Ascribe unto the Lord. I love that song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh my gosh, I love
the voice of truth tells me a different story.
The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. That's another really good one.
Who am I
that the Lord of all the earth
would care to
know my name, would care to know my heart? Who am I that the Lord of all the earth? Oh my God.
That's a good one.
So worthy of it all. That's a beautiful one. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things.
You deserve the glory.
What's that one? Oh my goodness, I just had it and lost it again.
Ooh, this one always gets to me in my feels. I don't know why, but it always does. So I feel like for most people that do listen to Christian songs, it might not be one of their top news or one of their top favorite song artists, but Newsboys, You Are My King. Amazing love.
How can it be? You my kid. A lot of their old stuff is really good, though. That's one of them.
Yeah, that one's definitely one of them.
Ooh. Another one that I forget about, Until the Whole World Hears. Until the whole world hears.
That is a good one.
Oh, It Is Well. It Is Well is a song that has done so much throughout my life, where I've, like, been throughout, like, trials and troubles, and I remember just bawling my eyes out.
It is well.
Yeah, and just that's the song.
It
with
is
my
well
with my soul.
Oh yeah.
Either the old version or the new version.
He reigns. His voice, he reigns.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Oh my goodness, that's another really, really good one.
We're pulling out bangers.
Ew, Build My Life. And I will.
I said ew.
Ooh, no, ooh.
And you're like, ew.
I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. And another one that I think about a lot is Never Weigh Me Down by Ren Collective. You are like strong as gravity, but you never weigh me down.
That is a good one.
What was the other one?
Here's one that most people, a good majority, maybe even you, haven't heard of.
Oh?
Owl City, Untitled Hymn.
I've heard it before, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
That one, I'll pull the lyrics up here. I don't even think it's on Spotify.
It should be. I don't know why it wouldn't.
I don't think it is, because it's not a song. I don't think this one was really like that popular. But it was good.
Now, I'll go with my next one while you're looking. Now, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. That line, tried and true, such a powerful line.
It is.
Because, like, we sing songs all the time, but we don't, like, sing songs, like, tried and true. make me tried and true, you know, because you think about like, oh, put me through it, but Lord, make me tried and true, make me something that you know that you're there.
I'm looking for the lyrics.
Well, I'll give you another one. I'll sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. That's a really good one.
This one, it's just, I don't know why, but it spoke to me. It was like, it goes, weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Raise your head, for love is passing by. And then it goes, now your burden's lifted and carried far away. Precious blood has washed away the stain. Sing to Jesus.
Sing to Jesus.
Sing to Jesus. And live.
I wish that was today.
No, it's and live.
Huh?
It's a good song.
Because there's like two of them. I thought and live was the end.
I feel like that's probably not copyrighted. So if I really wanted to play it, I probably could, but I'm not going to.
You just sang it, so there's really no point.
Yeah. What?
So you just sang it, so there's like no point.
Well, yeah. It's true. It's true.
How about this song here? I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I need you more. It's a great one.
Our God is an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Such. How about with everything we will shout for your glory. That's a really good one, too. Our hearts, they cry, be glorified, be lifted high above all things. That's, I love that. I'm now, like, running slightly low on songs.
I'm just going through.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love. Oh, what, that's a great one. Ooh. When it has all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? That's a really, really good one.
I'm looking for like five more. Then I'm gonna call it. But I want at least to give you five more.
But no, I'm getting like I said, I'm getting low myself.
Did we already do You're a Good Father?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we do What a Beautiful Name It Is? What a beautiful name.
I don't know.
I don't remember if we did that one or not. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Beautiful. Trying to remember songs, even though I've done like 30.
And we are the body.
Why are his...
I don't remember that one. I like that one.
Why aren't his feet going? Why aren't his words reaching? And if we are the body... I don't remember it. Yeah. That's another one that I love to... Ooh. And here I am to worship.
I feel like we did that one.
Did we do that one?
I feel like we definitely did that one.
We might have. I'm looking at a list, so.
I know. I am too.
Where you're like, do we do this one? And you're like,
maybe. I don't remember.
But that's just a couple million of songs. Those are all wonderful songs. I hope you all enjoyed listening to us sing, probably pretty terribly. And just talk about wonderful songs. So yeah. Hopefully, you know.
At least listen to one of them.
At least listen to 30 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we mentioned 30, but.
We mentioned quite a few. I do know that. I do know that. But, yeah. If you want to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that we could just come here, Lord, and just talk about songs that are absolutely wonderful and beautiful that you've put before us, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you just help us just to continue to remember what you've done for us, Lord, that we wouldn't take for granted all those things that you've done, Lord, even though, you know, we might sing about it, Lord, but Lord, let it reach into our heart and become part of who we are, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you in 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.